Tom Avaco. He is the administrative and program manager for the Center of Local, State, and Urban Policy at the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy at the University of Michigan. Tom, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, sir. Thanks so much for your time. The University of Michigan Ford School poll asked and found out that most local leaders in Michigan report ongoing financial woes. Tell us about this poll.
Yeah, we do a survey twice a year. It's really more of a census. We try to get responses from every unit of local government in the state, so every county, city, township, and village. We have a tracking poll on fiscal health, and when we asked this year, we find out that about 50% of jurisdictions are really struggling to make ends meet, and that's on top of problems they've been having over the last couple of years already.
And we knew that local governments were struggling. Is this number surprising to you? Is it where you thought it would be, or is it less?
Well, the interesting thing is it's lower than it was last year. That is a little surprising to me. I expected numbers to be a little bit worse than they were. We don't want to overstate that, though. You know, when we look at individual jurisdictions, you know, the majority of them in Michigan are in pretty bad financial shape.
So last year, 61% of the jurisdictions reporting declining physical health, while in 2009, it was 52%. So we're on a roller coaster ride, if you will.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, again, look at individual jurisdictions, you know, their roller coaster ride, I think, looks a lot like Cedar Point. You know, things are going downhill very fast for a lot of places. You know, some jurisdictions, on the other hand, are actually, you know, heading back up the hill.
All right. What does this easing trend mean?
Well, my best guess is this may be a temporary easing trend. It seems quite likely that costs are going to continue to increase for local government, certainly things like health care for employees or retirees. Costs to improve infrastructure certainly are going up. And the likelihood of revenue continuing to fall seems much more likely than that revenue is going to rise. So although we've seen a slight easing trend this year, my guess is it's probably a temporary thing, and over the next few years, fiscal health is going to continue to suffer for Michigan's government.
So I would imagine local leaders are still worried about this challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. All across the state, local leaders are concerned about things happening in Lansing. So, for instance, the debate about repealing the personal property tax could have huge implications for quite a few local governments in Michigan.
All right. Now, according to the poll, and this is information that most of us knew, many jurisdictions are reporting continuing declines for revenue from property taxes, and local governments reported declines in state aids. And we know that there are a lot, there's been an increasing number of home foreclosures, but I didn't know that tax delinquencies were as big a problem.
Yeah, that's right. Tax delinquencies are a growing problem for just about half of Michigan's local governments. One of the interesting things about our survey, so this is our third year of doing these surveys, and one thing that we find a pattern is often problems are significantly worse for bigger jurisdictions than they are for small ones. That's not the case for tax delinquencies. This is hitting local governments of all kinds, big and small, all over the state.
And you had a total of 1,272 jurisdictions who returned these valid surveys, resulting in a 69% response rate. So a whole lot of people were willing to tell you what's going on.
Yeah, that's right. We're getting, for social science survey research, the response rates we're getting are pretty extraordinary. In each survey, we've gotten between 65 and 70% of Michigan's local governments responding. So it gives us very high confidence in the data that we're gathering, that it truly does represent what's happening across the state.
All right, Tom, if people want to take a look at this survey, where can they go?
They can go right to our website. It's close up. There's no E in there. So it's closup.umich.edu.
All right, Tom Avaco is the Administrative and Program Manager for the Center of Local, State, and Urban Policy at the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy at the University of Michigan. Tom, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Tony.